The Youth Empowerment Solutions Program, also referred to as YES, was formed in 2004 through a partnership with Flint community leaders and University of Michigan researchers. From 2012 through 2016, 418 middle school students in Genesee County learned leadership skills, community planning, and strong social tools. 1 year after the end of those sessions, researchers looked at the same students to determine if the after-school program improved their social interactions with their peers and community. The results showed Black students benefited more than others participating in the program. Elise Thulin is a postdoctoral fellow at Michigan Medicine. She spoke with WDET's Tia Graham about the after-school sessions connecting students to their communities.
Overall, this program has been really successful and students really seem to appreciate it. Each session, there's generally either historical or cultural aspect to it. So within the first few sessions, we're thinking a lot about historical disenfranchisement and what that means for current communities. So in one of the sessions, we're thinking about names and what, you know, the general instructions that we suggest that leaders kind of, they explain that African ancestors were stripped of African culture when they were enslaved and brought to the U.S. because slave owners wanted slaves to lose their cultural identity. So one of the first things that slave owners did was take away the African names and then force slaves to take on white European names assigned by the slave owners. So to celebrate African American history and reclaim heritage, learning about African names and thinking about the meanings of those names can be really helpful. And kind of contextualizing that within the traditional ceremonies that names were often used within, and that like the ceremonies were important within the context because it provided a sense of community and social harmony.
All of the students involved the program sessions have endured the Flint water crisis. How have you all used this particular program to empower students to fight for their communities?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this intervention was not specific to the Flint water crisis. However, the skills in which students are instructed in building within this type of program are helpful for them to become community leaders. And the reason why it's important to develop these skills at this age is because these are still pre-adolescents. They're kind of in an important formative stage developmentally where they're figuring out kind of who they're going to be within their early adult lives. And so building up skills where, you know, you can identify, you can have clear senses of identity within yourself and your skills, the leadership, being able to work with others, both peers as well as adults and people who, you know, might have different kind of opinions is really critical. And then again, thinking about like that civic engagement and activist, the activities that they can do in order to increase their feelings of community engagement and ability to make changes in their communities can help lead to making policy changes, advocacy, and ultimately like improving health within communities. And I think with the Flint water crisis, we see the importance of youth activism. To try to address that, you know, kind of terrible problem that is very structural in nature.
We've been chatting for a little while, and one of the things that you said was this is a solution, this program is a solution to long-term issues that have been addressed. So can you talk a little bit about what that actually means to you?
We have really great communities, but we also have a lot of dysfunction within communities, and a lot of that is based on structures that are not equitable, that are, you know, rooted in historical and contemporary inequalities and disenfranchisement, and changing those structures is not a simple thing. So we need long-term commitment to making those changes and then to continuously evaluating how the changes in the structures, including like community or family or school, how those changes are going and whether or not, you know, more changes are needed or if things are, you know, at a given point in time going well, so maybe just continuing the course. But we need leaders to do that work. And so, you know, anyone can be a leader. And building up those skills, not just within an individual, but their ability to work with others and their ability to think about their communities in different ways and the needs that different community members might have, I think gives us a better chance at developing compassionate leaders.